Corbett v. Pulaski County Circuit Court, 2024 ARC 65. The Arkansas Supreme Court reversed an order that dismissed a declaratory judgment action filed by a class of attorneys seeking to carry firearms in courthouses and ruled that as officers of the court, they may do so under ARC Code N Section 573-122B. The opinion reserved for another day whether they may carry guns inside the courtrooms, as this question was abandoned in this appeal. The court affirmed dismissal of claims of Attorney Corbett, however, because of collateral estoppel, because of an earlier appeal on the same challenge. Justice Womack wrote, quote, "The appellants proceeded to amend their complaint twice more. In their final version, they based their cause of action on several facts. They are licensed attorneys in Arkansas. They wish to carry firearms in the Pulaski County Courthouse and its courtrooms. There is a sign at the courthouse prohibiting attorneys from carrying firearms. They refrained from bringing a firearm into the courthouse due to the sign. And on October 3, 2022, Mr. Corbett asked a security guard if he could bring a firearm into Judge Tim Fox's courtroom, and the security guard told him no." In response to the second amended complaint, the appellees submitted a third motion to dismiss, which included the previous two motions. The circuit court concluded, among other things, that issue preclusion applies to Mr. Corbett, who was collaterally estopped from bringing the same case twice, and that the remaining plaintiffs did not have sufficient standing and failed to plead sufficiently under Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 12b-6. Appellants now contest the circuit court's dismissal of their complaint. On appeal, appellants have abandoned any argument regarding courtrooms and proceed only with the applicability of Section 573-122 to courthouses. End of quote. Collateral estoppel. As to Corbett, collateral estoppel or issue preclusion applied. Quote, "Collateral estoppel, also known as issue preclusion, bars relitigation of issues of law or fact previously litigated by a party. The elements of collateral estoppel are 1. The issue sought to be precluded must be the same as that involved in the prior litigation. 2. The issue must have been actually litigated. 3. It must have been determined by a valid and final judgment. And 4. The determination must have been essential to the judgment." Here, Mr. Corbett satisfies all the elements of collateral estoppel. First, counts 1 through 4 of the complaint are exactly the same as the issues raised in his initial complaint. The only difference between this case and the first one is the location at which Mr. Corbett inquired about entering with a handgun. End of quote. Standing. The Supreme Court addressed the question of whether plaintiffs had standing and concluded in the affirmative. Quote, "When a plaintiff has alleged an intention to engage in a course of conduct affected with a constitutional interest but prescribed by a statute, and there exists a credible threat of prosecution thereunder, he should not be required to await and undergo a criminal prosecution as the sole means of seeking relief." Doe v. Bolton, 410 U.S. 179-188. It then becomes evident that the remaining appellants possess a vested and ongoing interest in the matter. Therefore, the circuit court erred when it barred their claims for lack of standing. End of quote. Justice Baker partially concurred and dissented, writing that she was in agreement with the majority as to Attorney Corbett's dismissal, but as to the remaining plaintiffs, she argued there was no difference between a courtroom and courthouse, and by abandoning any argument to one, they did so to the other. Quote, "As the appellees point out, because the statute treats courtrooms and courthouses the same, the attempt to distinguish courtrooms and courthouses is a distinction without a difference. In my view, the majority's interpretation of the statute as it applies to courthouses necessarily applies to courtrooms. I agree with the circuit court's finding that the appellant's position ignores the import of Amendment 80 of the Arkansas Constitution. The passage of Amendment 80 charged the Arkansas Supreme Court with the duty to prescribe the rules of pleading, practice, and procedure for all courts. Arkansas Constitution, Amendment 80, Section 3. Because the statute places courtrooms and courthouses on equal footing, the majority's interpretation of the plain language of the statute violates Amendment 80, and it is for this court to prescribe the rules of pleading, practice, and procedure for all courts. This power cannot be abrogated by the legislature. Accordingly, I must dissent. End of quote. The statute in issue, Art Code and Section 573-122B, says, quote, "A law enforcement officer, either on duty or off duty, officer of the court, bailiff, or other person authorized by the court, is permitted to possess a handgun in the courtroom of any court or a courthouse of this state." End of quote. End of decision.